Well, I'm only going to be on for just a couple of minutes. Well, maybe 20 or 30 minutes at the most. But I've got to do some air checks. I was way too hot on my levels on my voice. And then the music was too hot last week, too. So I'm getting on here. I'm going to check my levels. Now, you'll never believe the kind of music I'm getting ready to play. All right? Let's go, polka. Myron Florin, as Lawrence Welk used to say, and Apple Peach's Pumpkin Pie, and this is kind of a funky open to a polka song, right? It's a Polish Prince, Mr. Bobby Fenton.
There's a garden, what a garden, only happy faces bloom there, and there's never any room there for a worry or a groom there. Oh, there's music and there's dancing and a lot of sweet romancing. When they play the polka, they all get in the swing. Every time they hear that oompa-pa, everybody feels so tra-la-la. They want to throw their cares away and lubeshpie. Then they hear a rumble on the floor. It's a big surprise they're waiting for. And all the couples form a ring. For miles around you'll hear them sing. Roll out the barrel, we'll have a barrel of fun.
Bobby Vinton, I believe, was just on the other side of the river. And that's Bobby Vinton with the Beer Barrel Polka.
Here's Richie Yerkovich.
My wife is happy. Polka.
I think I lost any listeners I had by now.
Oh, my wife, she is drunk, and I'll have to take her home. I'll have to take her home, yeah, I'll have to take her home. Oh, my wife, she is drunk, and I'll have to take her home. I'll have to take her home right away.
That's a Ricky Yurkovich band, and my wife is happy, polka. That's a polka padre, and I think that's, isn't that the theme from Dr. Zhivago, only in polka form, Somewhere My Love. Here's Marty Roberts, Shotzi.
Shotzi. Shotzi, Shotzi. I call you Shotzi 'cause I love you so. Shotzi, Shotzi. My heart is with you everywhere you go. Shotzi, Shotzi. I have this feeling for you from the start. Shotzi, Shotzi. You be my Shotzi, I'll be your sweetheart. Shotzi, my dear, is a lovely word. Maybe you've guessed what it means, but just in case you haven't heard, it's sweetheart of all my dreams. Shotzi, Shotzi. Let's try the night and say we'll never part. Shotzi, Shotzi. You be my Shotzi, I'll be your sweetheart. Shotzi, my dear, is a lovely word. Maybe you'll guess what it means, but just in case you haven't heard, it's sweetheart of all my dreams. Shotzi, Shotzi. Let's tie the knot and say we'll never part. Shotzi, Shotzi, you be my Shotzi, I'll be your sweetheart.
Shotzi, quite familiar with that word. My my mother was German, and she used to call my dad that when he was still with us before he took off and left us. But that brings back good memories. I get a lot of good memories listening to polka music where I was raised, up around Moundsville, West Virginia, about 12 miles south of Wheeling. They would usually have a little polka party every Sunday, you know, on most of the local AM stations. And it was part of the area, the music that was part of the area, because a lot of our people we had up there, a very rich ethnic background. We had the Slovak people from Yugoslavia, Serbia, Croatia, Greece. Now the Greek people didn't have polkas; they had other dances, and just a very rich ethnic background that I grew up with. And the seasons were just absolutely wonderful, because Christmas would mean a new type of pastry from some of my Polish neighbors, and it was just wonderful, you know, to grow up like that. And I know most of y'all, if you're listening, listening tonight just for a second here, I would say a lot of you have never listened to polka before, and it's quite common up around where I was raised before. Here's Lawrence Welk, the Double Eagle Polka. Thank you. well with a double eagle polka. Here's a, I guess the way you pronounce it, if it in German, of course, he's from Germany, and that's Will Glaha. I don't know. Anyways, we love this one at home.
Ja, das ist die Liechtensteiner Polka, mein Schatz. Polka, mein Schatz. Polka, mein Schatz. Da bleibt doch kein Liechtensteiner auf seinem Platz. Auf seinem Platz, mein Schatz. Man kann beim Polka schieben, schieben, sich in beide Augen sehen. Man muss sich lieben, lieben, lieben und die Liebe, die ist schön. Oh ja, so eine Liechtensteiner Polka, die hat's, die macht Rabatz, mein Schatz.
Der alte Herr von Liechtenstein,
ja, ja, ja,
der konnte nicht alleine sein.
Nein, nein, nein.
Er schickte seine Boten aus.
Ja, ja, ja.
Schaut mir nach Musikanten aus und schickt sie mir ins Haus.
Die Musik legte los, da wusste klein und groß. Liechtensteiner Polka, die hat's, die macht Rabatz, mein Schatz. Ja, das ist die Liechtensteiner Polka, mein Schatz. Polka, mein Schatz, Polka, mein Schatz. Da bleibt doch kein Liechtensteiner auf seinem Platz, mein Schatz.
Man kann beim Polka schieben, schieben, sich in beide Augen sehen.
Man muss sich lieben, lieben, lieben und die Liebe, die ist schön. Oh ja, so eine Liechtensteiner Polka, die hat's, die macht Rabatz, mein Schatz.
And, of course, that polka is in German, and we would sing it around the house. It brings back good mom memories for me, which kind of make me water up a little bit around the eyeballs sometimes. But, man, she would go around the house singing, the, you know, ja, das ist die Liechtensteiner Polka, mein Schatz. Of course, mein Schatz means my treasure or my sweetheart. Anyway, it's a one, a two, and a three. Here's a Myron Florin and the clarinet the polka.
Thank you.
and the clarinet polka. I'm laughing at Kathy Parker, who was listening down in Brighton, Tennessee. And she says, I haven't heard any polka songs in a long time. I can't read that quite from here. And I think she says, for a very long time, and realized that's why I don't care about her. She's not a big polka fan. Can you imagine that? Oh, my goodness. Anyways, here's Dick Rogers and No Beer in Heaven Polka. Dick Rogers and No Beer in Heaven. Of course, we got the Beer Barrel Polka that we played just a few minutes ago. A lot of the culture, believe it or not, and I think that's the reason people were so happy. They were drinking a lot of beer. Yeah, they would drink beer when they would go out and polka a little bit. Just good, clean fun and very precious folks. And I noticed my little brother Steve Crabtree is listening. And Steve, type in there if my... vocals and if the music seems awful loud to me from right here, but you let me know what it sounds like out there. In the meantime, speaking of beer, there's no beer today. Here's Gary Kent and his band.
I was driving through a town on a Sunday afternoon. All I had left was a dollar. I went a bar just to get myself a drink. I could hear the bartender holler.
What did he say?
No beer today, no beer today. You can't buy beer on Sunday. No beer today, no beer today. Gotta come around on Monday. No beer today, no beer today. You can't buy beer on Sunday. Beer today, gotta come around on Monday.
I was driving through a town on a Sunday afternoon. All I had left was a dollar. I went into a bar just to get myself a drink. I could hear the bartender holler.
What did he say?
No beer today, no beer today. You can't buy beer on Sunday. No beer today, no beer today. You gotta come around on Monday. No beer today, no beer today. You can't buy beer on Sunday. No beer today, no beer today. Gotta come around on Monday.
Gary Kent and his band and No Beer Today. My brother is asking me, have you, sounds good. He said, did you put some reverb on your mic? I may have. Hang on just a minute. Let me, does it sound bad with the reverb on? If it does, let me bring it down here just a little bit. Okay, see if that's a little bit better right there. Okay, on my controls. Anyways, there's a song that was real popular when I was growing up. They were playing it at the local radio stations. It crossed over. And you buy, well, of course, the area is a very rich ethnic area. You know, like I said, a lot of Polish people, you know, Yugoslavian, Serbian, Croatian, and on and on and on. And this song became a hit. And you could hear people going around singing this. It's Frank Yankovic and Who Stole the Kishka?
Someone stole a kishka. Someone stole a kishka from the butcher shop.
Who stole the kishka? Who stole the kishka? Who stole the kishka? Someone call the cop.
Round and firm and fully packed, it was standing on the rack. Someone stole the kishka when I turned my back.
Who stole the kishka? Who stole the kishka? Who stole the kishka? Won't you bring it back?
You can take my feet, Augie, but give me back my kishka.
Who stole the kishka? Who stole the kishka? Who stole the kishka? Won't you bring it back?
Yasho found the kishka. Yasho found the kishka. Yasho found the kishka. He hung it on the rack.
He found the kishka. He found the kishka. He found the kishka. Yasho brought it back.
Frankie Yankovic and Who Stole the Kishka? Yashin stole the Kishka, but Yashin brought it back. So is that really considered theft or borrowing? I don't know. Here's Matt Vorderbruggen, the Matt Vorderbruggen Orchestra, and Happy Wanderer.
As I go, I learn to sing my knapsack on my
I can remember that, listening to that one when I was growing up, Matt Vorderbruggen Orchestra and Happy Wanderer. Now, the next polka I'm getting ready to play is, he's a kind of a nice guy, but he's very talented. well, I say he's kind of a nice guy because when he had the big hit Roses Are Red, he came to a little skating rink in McMacken, West Virginia, and did a short concert there. Very short. I think he sang 1.5 songs. When he was done, he wanted to get out of there, wouldn't sign any autographs or anything like that. He's not a big man stature-wise, but man, he had a lot of big hits. But what I started to say is, this is called, it, today, if I was going to title this song, I'd call it The Two Full-Figured Polka, because I wouldn't be allowed to say The Two Fat Polka. Here's Bobby Vinson.
Oh, I don't want her, you can have her. She's too fat for me. She's too fat for me. She's too fat for me. Oh, I don't want her, you can have her. She's too fat for me. She's too fat. She's too fat. She's too fat for me. I get dizzy. I get numb when I'm dancing with my jam, jam, jumbo. I don't want her, you can have her. She's too fat for me. She's too fat for me. She's too fat for me. Oh, I don't want her, you can have her. She's too fat for me. She's too fat. She's too fat. She's too fat for me. She'd lose some. I would like her more some. I don't want her, you can have her. She's too fat for me. She's too fat for me. She's too fat for me. Oh, I don't want her, you can have her. She's too fat for me. She's too fat. She's too fat. She's too fat for me. Can she prance up a hill? No, 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 no. Can she dance a quadrille? No, 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 no. Does she fit in my coupe? By herself, she's a groupie.
not going to go there. Wouldn't be prudent at this juncture. Anyway, Bobby Vinton and the Two Fat Polka. Here's another great polka by Myron Florin, and I think everyone who has listened to polkas at one time or another in their life will recognize this one. The Pennsylvania Polka. Here's the Myron.
Strike up the music, the band has begun. The Pennsylvania Polka. Pick out your partner and join in the fun. The Pennsylvania Polka. It started in Scranton. It's now number one. It's bound to entertain ya. Everybody has a mania to do the polka from Pennsylvania. Start to dance again. The Pennsylvania Polka. The Pennsylvania Polka.
Fast songs of the old time, you know, rock and roll that we played in the 50s and 60s and 70s would, you know, make me go, you know, because these are so upbeat that by the time one listens to a half an hour of it, or one plays a half an hour of it, or anything longer than that, it's going to wear you out, you know. Let's play one more, and then I'm going to get back into some regular music, okay? And if the levels sound good, then I know what I will have to do tomorrow for my gospel music show here on our station. That airs every Sunday night at 7 o'clock, by the way. That's Eastern time. Here are the Polka Dots. Apple, peaches, pumpkin pie.
Apple, peaches, pumpkin pie. Who's not ready? How are I? Who wants to play hide and seek? Apples, peaches, pumpkin pie. Who's not ready? Holler I. Promise that you'll never meet. You ought to see my Susie, a pretty girl is she, and she lives on the other side of town. She likes to play with her glass eye and chew her chewing gum. Tonight's the night I'm calling her at home. Apples, peaches, pumpkin pie. Who's not ready? Holler I. Who wants to play hide and seek? Apples, peaches, pumpkin pie. Who's not ready? Holler I. Promise that you'll never be. We'll be right back.
ever be. She's fat, she's lazy, she's cockeyed and she's crazy, but she still means the whole wide world to me. Her false teeth, they rattle, she's got bunions on her feet. Her arms and legs look like an apple tree. Apples beat to pumpkin pie. Who's not ready? Holler, I. Who wants to play hide and seek? Apples beat to pumpkin pie. Who's not ready? Holler, I. Promise that you'll never be.
The music is upbeat. In fact, all of it pretty much sounds alike. Different lyrics, the song, but yeah, the basic polka beats and everything that goes with it, and just brings back a lot of good memories for the Crabtree Brothers and where we grew up at in the Northern Panhandle of West Virginia. So for those of you who have joined me for this short test run tonight, I think my levels are okay. And with that, mercifully, I'm going to close out this polka show, and going to go out with this. And hope you guys have a great evening. God bless each and every one of you.
Good night.